Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Consumers increased their spending in June at the fastest pace in 4 months, even though their income growth slowed. The Commerce Department today says consumer spending rose 0.5% in June compared with May, when spending was up 0.2%. It was the best gain since a 0.7% rise in February. Income growth slowed to a 0.3% rise in June. That was weaker than May's 0.4% gain. Spending on non-durable goods was up 1.3%, reflecting in part rising gasoline prices. Meanwhile, the Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added 162,000 jobs in July, the fewest since March, but the gains were enough to lower the unemployment rate to a 4.5-year low of 7.4% from 7.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,506. It's down 44 points. The NASDAQ is at 3118, up 5.25. And the S&P 500 is 1697. It is down 2.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Portions of Iowa have not done well with rainfall overnight, and the forecast is starting to tilt towards a little bit of a drier bias for parts of the state. The situation there has changed in the sense that in a complex of thunderstorms that was supposed to occur overnight last night from eastern Nebraska through the southwestern half of Iowa into Missouri and parts of Illinois actually shifted a little bit to the southwest, so that it was mostly an eastern Nebraska and northeast Kansas event down into parts of Missouri. And because of this, western portions of Iowa, which have been drought-stricken for quite a while, will continue to deal with the dry bias and not have much opportunity for rain. Now, with that said, I don't want to make it sound like there's not going to be any rain at all. We will see some scattered showers there. Amounts between now and Tuesday may run about a half inch to an inch, and that'll certainly be welcome moisture. It will take the edge of the stress down a notch. But some of those western counties in Iowa need a lot more rain than that, and it's not likely to come over this next week. The rainfall in the western Corn Belt has been reduced for late next week because of changes in the upper air flow pattern. Let me address that issue a little bit. The upper air flow pattern has changed in the Wednesday through Friday period next week in the sense that the cold air that was supposed to surge southward through the eastern Midwest on Wednesday through Friday and into the second weekend of the two-week outlook will be delayed. And the reason why it's going to be delayed is the computer forecast models have suggested that the upper level trough is going to become a cutoff low pressure system, and it may drift westward across Canada into parts of Manitoba and Saskatchewan before it has a chance to move back to the east, bringing the cooler air into the Midwest. Well, in the process of doing this, it traps moisture around the center of the low and it will prevent moisture from impacting the western Corn Belt as significantly as previously suggested when the cool air finally does come through the Midwest, which will be late next week and more likely in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The showers and thunderstorms that we've got in the Midwest here this weekend and early next week will impact the majority of the region. Rain totals will probably run around 0.3 inch to 1 inch generally from parts of Nebraska and Kansas into the Ohio River Basin, with some localized 1 to 2 inch totals possible. Rainfall further north will be a lot lighter, probably running from 0.25 to 0.75 inch, and a few locally greater amounts will be possible. As we move on into the latter half of next week, the precipitation across the Midwest will be somewhat subdued for a little while. When the cool air mass finally does come down through the Midwest, we'll probably see rain most significant east of the Mississippi River and probably in the Ohio River Basin itself, most likely, with another couple tenths to 0.75 inch rain possible in the second weekend of the two-week outlook when that cold air does push through the region. Otherwise, the Midwest is going to be dry until about the 13th through the 15th of August, at which time we'll see a new wave of precipitation evolving as warmer air returns to the region. Our temperatures over the weekend and into early next week will be mostly 70s and 80s across the majority of the Midwest. We'll likely see our coolest weather show up a week from now and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, when we'll probably see some upper 60 and 70 degree readings in the north, while the south sees readings that are mostly in the 70s and lower 80s. Low temperatures at night and through this coming week will be mostly in the 50s and 60s, and we'll expect to see perhaps a few upper 40s in the far northwesternmost corner of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat at 722.5 is up 4.5. Soft December wheat, 674.5, up 4. September corn, 485.25, down 2.25. December, 469, up 2. August soybeans, 1369.75, up 12. September, 1243, up 8.75. And November, at 1205.25, up 12.75. August soybean meal, 431.90, up 6.50. September, 402.10, up 4.40. August soybean oil, 42.66, up 17. And September at 42.65, up a nickel. August live cattle, 120.60, down 20. August feeder cattle, 153.60, down 15. And August lean hogs, 98.87.5, and they are up 45. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like Friday says we're stopping the bleeding for the week.
Yeah, I think a couple of things here. I think there was a little bit of a surprise. One of the private companies came out with some estimates yesterday afternoon, maybe a little bit lighter on the bean side. They were down about 100 million bushel or so from the USDA numbers. That may have surprised the trade a little bit. And I think, you know, that front as it was coming across here kind of missed Iowa again last night, and now we currently have some stuff up in South Dakota and down Missouri, and not much in between there, so hopefully, I think that's kind of on the weather side of it. That's kind of what we're looking at, that state of Iowa right now. I think that's what the market's kind of following, and be nice to see them get a little rain here as we move through the next week or so. And with the cooler temperatures, they can maybe have a little bit longer to get those showers.
What do you anticipate out of this market heading into the WASDE a week from Monday?
Well, it seems like to me that we've, and I was kind of looking at the open interest and stuff, and we really kind of stabilized. We're not really seeing any new shorts come into the market. So I think what we're seeing is we're seeing a market here that's probably found some demand, you know, if we go down much lower. And we've also got people more than willing to sell if we get any kind of rally. So we've kind of forming our resistance. You know, we maybe found a little bit of a value spot here. I would expect that we probably have a chance, since we're so oversold, to bounce a little bit before the WASDE report. But I think any kind of a bounce will be held in check by, you know, selling.
So the longer-term trend of the downside remains intact?
I think so. And, you know, everything's really kind of in place here. The, you know, you can't anticipate any surprises on the August 12th report.
Could do something with the, I suppose, with the acreage.
Yeah, I mean, there could be. I'm not saying there couldn't be a surprise, but I don't know that I can estimate what it's going to be at this point. So I think really we're in a market where we've got to get down and see some demand come back into the market. And I think that's really the key as we move forward is, do we pick up any demand? Do we pick up any exports, you know, as we moved down the road and into harvest and that?
Well, we did see some good export sales for new crop corn yesterday.
Yeah, and that's one reason I think maybe we're getting down here on corn to some levels that seem to have stabilized a little bit, although from a chart standpoint, we definitely have the 450 area still in play. Just, you know, that's pretty much a target that I think we are more than likely to get to. So,
And I guess is the question is, are new lows on the year a foregone conclusion for November soybeans?
Boy, that the soybeans to me are a lot tougher than the corn because we're still in this stage where we don't know what this crop's going to do yet. If we have weather continue to be favorable, which it looks like it's going to be right now, I think that we probably are going to see new lows on soybeans, yes. If we see some change in the weather as we get in the mid to late August, I think that could change. But more than likely, it looks like we're going to probably get down into that 11. My target right now would probably be like an 11.60 area on the November beans.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 485 down 2.5, December 469 up 2, August beans 1370 up 12.25, September 1245 up 10.75, November 1206.25 up 13.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.